This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, October 6th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office doesn't have many cases where rope is stolen, but then this is not ordinary rope. A spool containing 1,200 feet of 1-inch rope was stolen from Mosaic property in the Bradley area of Southwest Polk County. If you have seen this rope or you have any other information that might be helpful in this investigation, please contact Detective Kelly at 863-499-2400. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. Or you can visit the website heartlandcrimestoppers.com and click on Submit a Tip. Or on the go, download the free P3 Tips app, P3 Tips, on your smartphone or tablet. You will always remain anonymous when you send a tip through Crime Stoppers, and you are eligible for a cash reward if your information leads to an arrest. The Wauchula Police Department has reported many lost dogs on their Facebook page. You can see photos of each dog and where it was found at facebook.com/Wauchula Police. Registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available now at $35, and it will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to hardycc.com. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, submission of a complete program application, and necessary supporting documentation. Your jobs in Hardy County. The United States Postal Service in Sebring is looking for a holiday clerk assistant. Qualified applicants must successfully pass a pre-employment drug screening to meet the U.S. Postal Service's requirement to be drug-free. Applicants must also be a U.S. citizen or have permanent resident alien status. Fluent Cannabis Care in Zolfo Springs is looking for a trimmer and packager. You must be available on all weekdays, have a high school diploma or GED, and 2 years of horticulture or agriculture, packing, and trimming experience required. And Coker Fuel in Wauchula is looking for an operations manager. Working weekdays and a driver's license is required. 1 year of supervisory experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather, a few clouds, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 78.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 89%, heat index is 91, winds variable at 8.1 miles an hour, the visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:07 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, then scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 50%. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, partly sunny, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. And partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s with east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Wenatchee, Washington-based Stamilt Growers and its local healthcare provider are celebrating the fifth anniversary of Stamilt Family Clinic. According to thepacker.com, Stamilt partners with Confluence Health to offer employees, spouses, and dependents an on-site free clinic for primary care and pharmacy services. Stamilt President West Matheson says it evolved quickly in 5 years and is a wonderful and convenient resource team members and their families utilize. The Stamilt Family Clinic sees an average of 24 to 27 patients per day, or more than 5,000 per year. In announcing its position on statewide ballot measures, the California Farm Bureau reiterated its opposition to an initiative to create a split-roll property tax. Farm Bureau opposes Proposition 15, which it says would raise food prices by increasing taxes on trees, vines, barns, and dairies. Farm Bureau also supports a proposition to increase penalties for certain crimes and opposes one to abolish cash bail. Last week, a House bill was introduced to expand the capacity and reach of small meat and poultry processors. The bipartisan strength Local Processing Act would help smaller facilities cover the cost of inspection and adapt to pandemic-related challenges, as well as support training for new employees. The bill aims to rectify problems caused by a lack of meat processing facilities in the U.S. Since 1968, the number of slaughterhouses has dropped from 10,000 to under 2,800.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Crop inputs, irrigation equipment, livestock insurance options. If this is the language of your business, you should talk to a lender who speaks it too. We're Northwest Farm Credit Services. Financing and insuring agriculture is what we do. And our deep understanding of the industry allows us to pass on useful knowledge. from insights to trends and weather patterns to help our customer members succeed. So if we can help your business, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The House Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry Subcommittee held a hearing Thursday on the challenges and successes of USDA conservation programs. Kevin Norton testified as the acting chief of USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. He said the 2018 Farm Bill contained an element of flexibility that addresses ground-level concerns and develops ground-level solutions.
Flexibility allows us with our state conservationists and the state technical committee, the partners there within the state, to really address those conservation issues as they reside locally.
At the subcommittee hearing, Norton shared that this flexibility within the Farm Bill conservation programs was critical this year, and added it will also be important regarding the success of these programs with producers and landowners going forward.
I think it's a continuation of that locally led effort that is local even at the county level, but at the state level, give us the flexibility to deliver the programs that best address the issues and the needs there.
Norton also added that COVID-19 did have an impact on NRCS operations. He cited staffing as a particular challenge due to factors such as onboarding and relocations. But he says NRCS has had to think creatively and persisted in these difficult circumstances.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
When it comes to agriculture, anything can happen. And it usually does. At Northwest Farm Credit Services, our business is safeguarding yours. We provide a variety of crop and livestock insurance options, and our agents don't just know insurance, we know farming too, which means we know what it takes to keep you up and running, even if the unexpected occurs. So if safeguarding your business sounds like a good plan, give us a call. Northwest Farm Credit Services, here to help you grow. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With that SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bob Agnew. The U.S. trade deficit rose in August to the highest level in 14 years.
The Commerce Department says the gap between the goods and services the United States sells and what it buys abroad climbed 5.9% in August to $67.1 billion. Meanwhile, the deficit in the trade of goods with China fell 6.7% to $26.4 billion. So far this year, the United States has recorded a trade gap of $421.8 billion, up 5.7% from January to August of 2019.
This correspondent Jeremy House reporting, U.S. employers advertised slightly fewer jobs in August as hiring rose modestly. The World Trade Organization predicting a 9.2% drop in merchandise trade this year, saying the hit from the pandemic does not appear to be as bad as first thought, though the recovery may be slower than anticipated and could worsen if the case counts rise again. With business, I'm Bob Agnew.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. It's Game 4 of the NBA Final tonight after winning big over the Lakers Sunday to pull within 2-1 in the series. The Heat are hoping to continue their momentum. Meanwhile, Lakers forward LeBron James says he saw two glaring problems with his team as he watched video from Game 3.
Turnovers really killed us. We understand that we can't turn the ball over versus this team. And we also had some breakdowns defensively throughout the course of the game that we're not accustomed to having. So those will be cleaned up in Game 4.
Game 5 will be played Friday night. The Philadelphia 76ers have introduced Doc Rivers as their new head coach. Rivers takes over as the 25th head coach in Sixers history. After a seven-season run as coach of the L.A. Clippers, Rivers was let go after his team blew a 3-1 playoff series lead in losing to Denver. Houston Texans coach and general manager Bill O'Brien has been fired after his team fell to 0-4 after losing to the Vikings on Sunday. This is Esser in Sports. Kansas City beat New England 26-10 Monday night at a game delayed from Sunday due to the coronavirus. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says they did just enough to win.
We made plays when we had to make plays, but it's tough to win in this league, and it's tough to beat the Patriots in any situation.
Chiefs 4-0, the Patriots 2-2 in the regularly scheduled game. Green Bay went to 4-0 with a 30-16 win over Atlanta. The American League Division Series got underway Tuesday with Houston beating Oakland 10-5. A's starting pitcher Chris Bassitt, who allowed 3 runs over 4 innings, says he wasn't sharp.
Everything was up. The ball wasn't moving the way that I'm used to moving. There was no depth to any pitch.
New York beat Tampa Bay 9-3. Race manager Kevin Cash says his team will be ready for Game 2 today.
We got a lot of confidence in this club for good reason. I mean, we got the right guy on the mound tomorrow with Tyler.
Tyler Glasnow won his last 5 starts. The NLDS starts today with Miami taking on Atlanta and San Diego facing Los Angeles. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: originality is the fine art of remembering what you hear, but forgetting where you heard it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.